This chazor zeichin ish bachet rashag rabbi Yehudim says chun daf pei tes. Rabbi Abba said something that's stolen and then consumed is the most difficult thing to do tshuva for. So much so that even complete tzaddikim have trouble with that. Like the pasuk says that although Avram refused to accept anything from the king of Sodom, he said he's going to keep what his men had already eaten. Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lozner, the son of Rabbi Shimon, said wherever you find an agadic drosha of Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Glili, make sure to listen to it. Rabbi Eliezer dashed the pasuk that says that Hashem chose us as his people because we are the smallest of all nations. He dashed this to mean that Hashem says he chose us because even when he put greatness upon us, we act humbly. For example, when greatness was given to Avram, he said, "V'nochi yafav efer." When it was given to Moshe and Aaron, they said, "V'nachnu ma." When it was given to David, he said, "V'nochi soilas v'loyish." However, the goyim don't act like that. When greatness was given to Nimrod, he went and wanted to build a tower and rebel against Hashem. When it was given to Pari, he said, "Mi Hashem." When it was given to Sancheriv, he said, "Mi b'chol alehei aratzais." When it was given to Nebuchadnezzar, he said, "Ella albama say of." When it was given to Hiram, the king of Tsur, he said, "Yoshavti b'lev yamim." Zachmar Vaita Ravo Rabbi Yechanan said, "What's written about Moshe and Aaron shows a greater level of humility than what was written about Avram, because they said, 'What are we?' Whereas Avram said, 'I am earth and ashes,' which at least has some substance to it." Ravo Rabbi Yechanan said, "The world exists only because of Moshe and Aaron." They said, "V'nachnu ma." The pasuk says that the world exists eretz al bili ma, because of the zchus of ma. Rabbi Lord Darshan, this pasuk teaches that the world only exists in the zchus of people who do not respond in an argument. Ravo said the world exists in the zchus of people who treat themselves as if they totally don't exist. Rabbi Yitzchak Darshan, the pasuk as follows: Ha'umnom elem. The job of a person in this world is to make himself silent like a mute. We would think that this is so even regarding Torah. The pasuk therefore says, "Tzedek tedaberim." We would think that one who learns should take pride in having done so. The pasuk therefore says, "Neisharim tishpatu bnei adam." Or Rabbi Yemi said, "We may cover blood with the earth," meaning the ashes of an Irani Dachas. But these ashes are also about, no, how could they be used? And Zairi said, this refers to the hard earth of the city, which does not become also. Rava said, even the ashes may be used because mitzvahs were not given for benefit. And therefore, using the ashes for a mitzvah is not considered to be benefiting from the ashes. Ravina repeated the ruling of Rava. Rechume asked, Abraisa says that a shofar of Avodah Zarah may not be used for Rosh Hashanah. Presumably, this means that if one did use it, he's not Yaitze. This must be because he's considered to have benefited from the shofar, and this refutes Rava. Ravina said, if this shofar is used, he would be yaitzer. Rechume asked, the Braisa says that a lulav of avodah zara may not be used for the mitzvah. Presumably, this means that if it was used, the person would not be yaitzer and refutes Rava. Ravina said, no, the person would be yaitzer. Rechume asked, a Braisa clearly says that he would not be yaitzer with the shofar or with the lulav. Ravashi said, regarding shofar and lulav, there's a required size, and since they are of avodah zara, they're considered not to have the required size. Regarding Kisei Adam, the smaller the size, the better. Therefore, the ashes of the Nadachas may be used. Hanalach Perek Kisei Adam. Perek Gid Anoshe, Perek Shevi'i. Zok the Hedig Mishnah B'siyata D'Shmaya. The Isser of a Gid Anoshe applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzars, when the base of Mishnah exists, and after the Churban, to animals of Chulin and of Kachim. It applies to Behemoth and Chayas, to the right thigh and to the left thigh, but does not apply to birds because they don't have a calf, a spoon-shaped flesh on the thigh. It also applies to a fetus, a full-term live Ben Pakua. Rabbi Yehuda says the Gid Anoshe does not apply to a fetus, and its chelev is mutter. Rabbi Meir says that butchers are not believed regarding the removal of the Gid Anoshe. The Chum say they are believed regarding the Gid Anoshe and chelev. Fact number, it seems obvious the Gid Anoshe of Kachem is also, just because it's Kodesh, the Isser should be removed. You can't say that Tana means to say that one who eats sinews is considered to have had Hano, sinews impart flavor and therefore provide benefit, and therefore the Mishnah means to say that the Isser of eating Kachem will take effect on the Isser of Gid Anoshe, and one who eats it will be Chai for both Isurim. Because if that's what the Mishnah is teaching, it should have said that the Isser of Kachem applies to the Gid Anoshe, not the other way around. And if tomorrow the Mishnah holds that one who eats sinews does not have Hano, the Mishnah is therefore teaching that if one eats the Gid Anoshe of Kachem, he's only chayav for the Isser of Gid Anoshe and not for the Isser of eating Kachem. In fact, tomorrow, does the Mishnah really hold that one is not chayav for eating a sinew of Kachem? The Mishnah says if a thigh was cooked along with the Gid Anoshe, if there's enough Gid Anoshe to impart flavor in it, it's Osir. We see that sinews do give off flavor and thereby benefit. And if tomorrow, rather, the Mishnah is discussing a case of offspring of Kachem, and the Mishnah holds that Gid Anoshe does apply to a fetus. The Mishnah also holds that the fetus becomes Kodesh while still in the mother's womb as it was formed. This means that the Isser of Gid Anoshe and the Isser of Kachem take effect on the fetus at the very same time. That's the point that our Mishnah is trying to teach. In fact, how can you say that the first part of the Mishnah is referring to a fetus when the later part of the Mishnah introduces the case of fetus? And furthermore, the later part of the Mishnah comes to teach that the case of fetus that was previously discussed is actually a subject of Machalek between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Can we really say that the Isser of Gid Anoshe and the Kachem take effect at the same time? And Mishnah says a Nazir must shave his head and complete the process of a Tamei Nazir if he becomes Tamei from a mace or Kezias of flesh from a mace. The Gemara asks, if he becomes Tamei from even a Kezias, why do you have to say he becomes Tamei from a whole mace? The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yechanan said, the words a mace are needed to teach that he becomes Tamei and subject to the process from a fetus whose limbs are not yet fully attached with sinews and are therefore not given the halachic status of limbs. However, since it's a complete mase, the nazir will become tummy from it even if it has less than a kazayas of flesh. This shows that the limbs are created before the sinews, which means that the isra of kachim takes effect before the isra of gedan nasha. And for the Gemara, although the isra of kachim takes effect first, the isra of gedan nasha is more stringent in that it even applies to bnei noyach, and therefore it takes effect on top of the isra of kachim. For Gemara, the view that it applies to bnei noyach is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission doesn't follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda because he holds that the isra does not apply to the gedan nasha of both thighs, and our mission says that it does. And for the Gemara, the Tana of our mission holds like him regarding one thing, argues regarding another thing. Fekhmar, the isra of gedan nasha is only more stringent than a regular laf. It's not more stringent than the isra of kachim, which carries a karis penalty. And for the Gemara, rather, the mission is referring to an animal of chulin that's having a bechar, that it's having a bechar. The gedan nasha takes effect on this bechar, even though it's kadosh, either because the gedan nasha takes effect in the womb and the kedusha doesn't take effect until it's born, or even if the gedan nasha takes effect when it's born, the isra of gedan nasha and of kadosh take effect at the same time. Second teretz, we can also answer that offspring of kachim only become kadosh when they are born, not inside the womb. Therefore, the isra of gedan nasha either takes effect before the isra of kachim or at the same time.